for MSO News Sports. I'm Tim Kearns, and this is the Coach's File. Today, joining me in the coach's office here at Gloucester High School is Jermaine Edward, one of the co-captains of the Gloucester Varsity football team, coming off their impressive 21-19 come-from-behind win last Friday night against Lynn Classical. Jermaine, welcome to MSO.
Hey, what's up?
Well, Gloucester football is definitely up. After a 9-2 season last year, that comeback win, you saw Classical take a lead against you guys in the third quarter, and then you came back for a stirring 21-19 victory.
I mean, it was definitely a very, very hard win, definitely coming into the fourth quarter. The third quarter was a really, really hard quarter for us, especially because I was out. We had Ryan Argentino in. So backs like Mark Smith and Brucey just had to step up a lot. Brucey, also Christian Sanfilippo. So.
Okay, so let's step back a bit to last season. The team went 9-2. You made the first transition from defense, from linebacker, to the fullback in the eye. How did you find that transition last year?
I mean, it was definitely a lot different starting at linebacker than just going right to fullback. But I guess he just needed me more at fullback than linebacker, so it's what had to happen, I guess.
Well, as Coach looked at it, he saw speed and strength, field awareness, obviously characteristics that you need, and especially in the fullback position in the wing T.
I mean, definitely feel like the kickout blocks and definitely like the trap, but I think it mostly just comes from the O-line usually, so especially like the strong guard and quick guard.
Okay, going into this year, you guys are trying to keep the momentum from last year and the playoff success. You start the season with Lynn Classical, a team that you've dealt with pretty easily over the last few years. Classical, it's been a few years since Classical has been able to defeat the Fishermen, but still, Classical always possesses a number of skilled players, and you have to go in thinking you have to be ready for a really tough game.
Yeah, well, Classical is Classical. They're always a really tough team every single year, but like our coach said, like you said, to hit them in the mouth first and no back down. So like that's what we tried to do.
You know, you guys came out really, really fired up and with a lot of energy, and you really dominated the first two quarters of the game. You didn't score on that last drive just before the half ended, and it seemed like you came out flat in the third quarter, and Classical used that to take some momentum.
I think it definitely was because because I got injured, then also Cameron got injured too, which is like another captain. He was a really big role. He played outside linebacker, and which is a key player last year too. So that just really brought our momentum down a lot.
You guys showed what you were made of in that fourth quarter late, given the and in a very bad situation. Classical had punted, and they had pinned you back inside your own 5-yard line, but you were able with a couple of really good runs get out to close to the 20-yard line, and then the magic took over. And I had mentioned to Bill Newell, my broadcast partner, that the wing T isn't suited to quick-scoring drives because of the way you churn out yards, and you guys are going to need a big play. And on the next play, Nate Young, the quarterback, makes that sideline pass you that you had all day long to great success, and you turn that into something magic.
I mean, I think it's because Gloss is just a fourth-quarter team. Like, fourth quarter is where we all get insanely hyped because we all just refuse to lose, so we just had to go out and get the win, no matter what it is.
Well, certainly you put on a spectacular athletic display as you took the ball down the sideline, deked a potential tackler, reverse-pivoted back into the middle of the field, deked a tackler in the middle of the field, did a reverse-pivot again, and then headed straight to the end zone for the last 40 yards all by yourself. What was that feeling like as you're going through that play?
I mean, I just stepped in the end zone, and I looked back, and I saw Chris Cass coming to me, and like that's like when I knew like this game was almost over, but there was still 2 minutes left in it, so it wasn't completely over. It was just off to our defense. Big stop.
You know, and certainly Classical made a game of it. Laurie, who's an outstanding quarterback, hit a pass over the middle for 19 yards. Unfortunately, they needed 20 on that fourth down play, and that was a great defensive play. I don't know if it was Smitty that came up with that play or not, but to stop that receiver 1 yard short at that critical point in the game was huge.
I mean, yeah, that was definitely crazy because our defensive backs have just stepped up an insane amount, and because most of them like all underclassmen too. Two of them are sophomores, John Ortiz and Mark Smith, and they really stepped up a lot this game.
You know, certainly it was one of the concerns with a number of players that coaches really had to replace from graduation last year, that there are a lot of question marks for the Gloucester football team going into the opener. Do you think a lot of them were answered on Friday night?
I could say most of them were answered because like what was missing was our O-line and D-line because most of them were all seniors last year. But I think coming into this first game, we really proved that like it really doesn't matter about your experience. It matters about how you practice and going into the game.
Well, if you practice harder, if you practice as hard as you do during the week, the games are actually something you can look forward to.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because you play just like you practice. So
this week coming up, you've got Beverly at Beverly. Beverly had a big win against Wakefield, 24-0. How do you see that game shaping up?
It's definitely going to be a battle like it always is. So, I mean, Beverly runs wing T, we run wing T. It's going to come down to like who's in more condition, who's tougher, I guess, by the fourth quarter.
All right, Jermaine, listen, I want to thank you for your time. Congratulations on a great win Friday night against Lynn Klaskel. Good luck the rest of the season, and we'll be talking to you once again.
All right, thank you.
Okay, for MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns, and you've been listening to The Coach's File.